Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to your own program, Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in the studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Sheikh Miqdad, who is a researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much, and salam to all the listeners, inshallah, out there.
Okay, brother. So in our previous session, we discussed about the maturity of boys, why boys are getting mature at an early age in terms of like physical maturity. We saw that physical maturity is taking place at an early age, and intellectual and emotional maturity is not taking place at an early age. There's a delay in this maturity. We discussed the causes of early maturity, of like why physical maturity is so early. We discussed so many causes in which you said that there's exposure to sexual content at early age. There's decent and proper clothing is to be taken care of by mothers and sisters or all the females living in a family. The relationship between the father and mother does affect. And you also said even the food we eat or the food boys eat, especially junk food, has effect, and also the sedentary life or lack of exercise. Well, these were the signs, these were the causes why there's physical maturity is early. Now, you also said in the previous session that intellectual and emotional maturity is at delay. Why so? Do we have some causes for that as well?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, the discussion we're having basically is to really understand that what's been happening in today's world, in boys especially, is that maturity and bulugh happens earlier than what we'd say what used to happen. And the emotional and intellectual maturity happens at a much later stage.
Yeah.
And this discrepancy, what leads to children or teenagers being baligh but not being able to cope with their responsibilities, their shari'i responsibilities.
Yeah.
And it's a big challenge that parents are facing and teenagers are facing. And so when we come to emotional and intellectual maturity, some of the causes that leads these teenagers to kind of reach that maturity at a much later stage than before. Just to give an example, I mean, back in the days, not so long ago, we're not talking about 1,000 years ago, we're talking about a century, even less than a century ago, you would find that it was very normal for 16-year-olds to be at work, right?
Okay.
Again, I'm emphasizing this point that I'm not saying whether this was a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying that they were mature enough intellectually, emotionally, to be able to work at 16. Nowadays, 16-year-olds can hardly deliver newspapers, right? They're busy doing other things and don't have that kind of maturity.
Yeah.
So we need to realize what's happening and how to tackle it. So amongst the few things that we can talk about that perhaps are linked to this late maturity in terms of emotion and intellectual, one of them is exposure to this whole industry of animations and movies and the world of fantasy.
Yeah.
Right? The world of fantasy and the world of imagination, which is so grand and so kind of made a big deal out of in our lives by watching TV, 1, 2, 3 hours of TV a day.
Yeah.
It leads us to kind of these children be exposed to that level of
fantasy world,
basically.
Okay.
And that leads them to lack in their emotional maturity and their intellectual maturity because they're not exposed to the real world.
Real world.
They're not dealing with the real situation.
Yes.
And interestingly, you find that children from a very young age, those who get involved into real things.
Yeah.
So examples, for example, of children who get involved into real media work, like, for example, reporting, like news reporting, I mean. Or, for example, children who get involved in charity work from the young age, you find they'll mature very much quicker.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're exposed to reality.
Yeah.
However, most children, they're just exposed to this fantasy world, right, where there's always a good guy and a bad guy, and there's always a romance story that happened in the background, and there's always like kind of fights between parents and children and between good guys and bad guys, and then the good guys always win, and there's this imagination world, basically.
Yeah.
And that delays their emotional and intellectual maturity.
Okay.
And this is a very, very, very concerning thing that we have to be very careful of.
Yes. Okay. We'll talk on more causes after a short break. Stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the causes of delay in emotional and intellectual maturity. Yes, brother.
Another thing that we can talk about that causes this delay is our attitude with teenagers in terms of responsibilities.
Okay.
So you find that children are not given enough, I would say, even self-respect or enough responsibilities, true responsibilities, to deal with from a very young age.
Yeah.
You would say that they're kind of allowed to play on, like kind of have fun basically in their life until for a very long period of time.
Yeah.
And sadly, it's kind of the opposite at a younger age.
Okay.
So what we do is that we've kind of twist things around. Children were supposed to play till the age of 7, 8, as we mentioned many times before. And then from then on, they're supposed to kind of grow and take up responsibilities and mature. We've switched the balance. We've switched the equation the other way around. A child from a very young age is told, do this, don't do this.
Yeah.
From the age of 3, 4, they've given instructions to do this and behave in a certain way.
Yeah.
And kind of imposed instructions to them.
Yeah.
They go to school from a very young age, and very quickly they're forced to take on tasks, basically, of learning, of drawing in a certain way, doing responsibility, etc. And so when they turn 9, 10, they want to play now, right? And so the whole play stage starts now, right?
Yes.
10, 11, 12. Now they just want to play. They don't want to take up responsibilities. They're too lazy to work. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to take up responsibilities. I just want to play for a bit, right?
Yes.
And so you find children at that age are now into video games, are now into kind of a fantasy world playing, basically.
Yes.
And that's our fault. We kind of switch things around. We're supposed to allow them to play enough so that when they turn 10, 11, they now should be given responsibilities.
Responsibilities.
And so you find that this is one of the reasons why we kind of have delayed this emotional and intellectual growth in children. The lack of children taking up responsibilities, taking up real work, taking up activities that see real product, real results, right? This is a very important thing. You find this coming up slowly, especially in the West, where you have organizations and afternoon kind of setups where children get active into things. As much as we can bring this to real world and being responsibilities and real effects, and this will help their emotional and intellectual growth.
Okay, so I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the causes of delay in emotional and intellectual maturity. Yes, brother.
Another point we want to mention over here before we move on to the practical things is that the exposure to children to religious texts, religious guidelines, as well as a goal in life is very much lacking.
Okay. Right?
You find that schools very less emphasize on
religious content.
Religious content, but not just religious content, real life content. So yes. School is mainly about English, how to read and write, how to do maths, history, geography. School doesn't teach you purpose of life.
Purpose of life, yeah.
School doesn't teach you where did you come from and where you're going. School doesn't teach you morality. Nowadays, even less. Yeah. Morality has been completely removed, right? Except for maybe you can say, okay, they talk about tolerance and how to be a good citizen and to kind of clean up the environment.
Yeah.
But that to this extent, basically, we don't talk about what the purpose, what the reality of the human being is, what the potential of the human being is, what are we supposed to achieve in our lives. These kind of discussions don't happen at a very early age.
Yeah.
And because of this, you don't find this intellectual and emotional maturity come about, right?
Yeah.
A 16-year-old will turn 16, will turn 17, will turn 18. He still has no clue on what the purpose of his life is.
Yes.
This is very sad.
Yeah.
It's a very sad situation. And then you don't expect him who's now turned 13, a child who turns baligh at 13, to kind of be praying, be fasting, be listening to his parents. Why? Because he's no clue what my purpose of life is. No idea what God is, what role does God play in my life, how to deal with my akhlaq and my morality.
Yes.
All of that is lacking. And this, added to all the fantasy world that they live in, really delays the emotional, intellectual maturity.
Yes.
And this is why you find, like, when children kind of hit university age, so 17, 18, and in many cases you find that this intellectual maturity kicks in, this is when they very often turn back to religion and become strong in religion.
Yeah.
Or the opposite sometimes happens, well, they go into other things because they're still finding the truth out.
Yeah.
But this is something that should happen much earlier in a child's life.
Yeah. Right?
18 is too late. If you're going to be baligh at 13, then at least at some point during that age of 13, you should be able to have a discussion about purpose of life.
Purpose of life. Why? Where did I come from?
Exactly,
where I
my
come
creator.
From?
The role of God in my life.
Where I have to go.
Exactly. And the exposure to text, to the Quran, to the riwayat, etc., is kind of a very important aspect in a child's emotional, intellectual maturity that hasn't been seen. And this is why this is delayed.
Yes. So these are the reasons we talked about in the two sessions. In the last session, we talked about why there is a rapid pace in the physical maturity. We talked about those causes. And in this session, we talked about delay, the causes of delay in emotional and intellectual maturity. Now, how can we deal with all that? We will talk about that in another session, inshallah, with you. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us in this session. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to the IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you want to listen to this program again, you can just go back to our website. That's www.parstoday.com and search us under the tab of Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah and God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It's It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.